Greetings in Jesus' name on the second day of December, the year of our Lord 2019. It's currently a snowy 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we're expecting snow to continue all day today and to increase in intensity tonight with somewhere between 6 to 10 inches on the ground. We are in gospel meetings right now. It's called the Pastor and Ministry Leaders Refreshers Conference. We're believing God for a life-changing 2 days together. We're in church most of the day today and all day tomorrow. We were expecting up to 60 people to come and families and different pastors, but many of them have canceled. And we understand that, but we also understand that God is great. And we're going to shout the victory, whether there's two there or whether there's 2,000 there. Our God is able. There'll be three preachers this morning and three family singers that are singing this morning. I might just even have to get my handkerchief out of the back of my pocket and wave it around a little bit for the glory of God. Do you know today that our God is worthy? Whether you feel like it or not, do you know that our God is worthy? When's the last time you just called recess and said, I just want to lift my hands in praise to the Lord? When's the last time you did that? May as well just go ahead and raise it right now. And then you can say, just a second ago was my last time. Oh, I'm excited about what God is doing in this Refreshers Conference. And we had powerful services yesterday. Brother Robert Jarvis preached in the morning. Brother Danny Jack preached the Sunday school class. And then last night we had Brother Philip Moore and Brother Jeremiah Chassie preached. And we're going to have so much preaching and so much singing. And we're thrilled about what God is doing. Pray for us. There's snow coming down. I'm telling you, you should see it outside. But we're going to continue on for the glory of God. If you have your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16 and verse number 18, where the Bible says, "For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such." Number one today, refreshment comes from people. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. God uses people to bring refreshment in our lives. And we need to be that kind of people. We need to understand today that God could use us to bring refreshment. God could use us just like a big, big old tall glass of Mountain Dew. Somebody drink a Mountain Dew and said, oh my, did that taste good? The sparkles in that and the carbonation and the sugar and all of that. And you just said, woo, that made me feel real good. Well, God could use us to be like a big old glass of Mountain Dew. And we need to be that refreshment. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 13, therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. God says, hey, I want all of you people to know at the church at Corinth that Titus's spirit got refreshed when he got around you folks. You did something for him. You were able to be used by God to stir him up and to bring refreshment in his life. God uses people to bring refreshment. And 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 16, the Bible says, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. I thank God today that there is an Onesiphorus out there. I want to be just like him. I want to be Clayton Todd Bell Onesiphorus. That's what I want to be. I want to be a refreshment. I don't want to be an old hag that comes along some meeting and just drowns the meeting out with a bad attitude. I don't want to be a demonic type individual. I don't want to be the one that folds my hands. Somebody help me preach today. Good night. Hallelujah. Listen, people come to church and they got their arms folded and got the spirit, bless me if you can. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be that way. I want to be someone that has a little bit of joy in my voice, a shout in my step, a song in my heart. Woo! That's what I want to be. Oh my, we got to have some refreshment. And God uses people to bring refreshment. Philemon 1:7, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Oh, Philemon was one that was used by God to bring refreshment. How about it today? Don't you think we could be used by God to bring some refreshment? Let's do it. Let's be those kind of people. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday. And from snowy Maine, we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.